Recording in progress. Okay. This is Parsha
This is Leia's question.
This is Leia's bat mitzvah Parsha. The question I'm going to ask is not about the test, the bracha kolah, but the question is, where is Yerushalayim? Which you probably know the answer to. But really the question is, where is the Beit HaMikdash? Right, because this week's parasha introduces the idea that we have one central place, one place where Avodah Hashem is centralized. And that's where it starts. That after telling you don't worship idols and all the kachakot, itranan and every leafy tree and every hill, but you should go El Makom Hashem Yivchar Hashem Elokechem, that the one place that God chooses, Mikol Shivtechem, from all, amongst all your tribes, the Sumit Shem Hashem, to place his name there. The Shechnot Tidrushu, seek out his dwelling, Uvat Hashem, you'll go there. Veveitem Shama Otechem Zivachem, and you'll bring your sacrifices there, the Masrotechem, and tithes, the Trumat Yerchem, and all your gifts, Drechem Nidvotechem, all your donations, Bechropo Karchem, your firstborns, Bechachem and Sonchem, that into that one place. The Torah never says where that place is. Because I'll learn that Hashem intentionally doesn't set the place, that we're supposed to find the place. That's up to us human beings. When we get there to Israel, we figure it out. And that's the Sifrei right here. That one place that Hashem chooses, Drosh al pi Navi. You need to find it with a Navi. You have to ask a Navi, what does God say? So therefore, you might think I should wait until a Navi tells me, here, this is the place. Build the Mikdash here. No, Tamalomer l'shechot tidrushu v'atashama. Drosh umatzo. You need to seek it out. You need to figure it out where you want to put it. Find the place. And then you'll get a yes or no from the Navi. Fundamentally, it is up to Bnei Israel to figure the place out. And then Hashem, through the Navi, will say yes. And we know where that was, right? We know where the Beit HaMikdash is. It's Har Moriah, where the place of the Akedah is. Okay, that's the way back when Abraham is told to offer Yitzchak, God says to Abraham, go take your son, your beloved, your Yitzchak, go to the land of Moriah, the place where Hora comes from, and offer him there as a sacrifice, one of the places I will tell you, and then he goes, we know the story, and Abraham lifts up his eyes, and he sees there's a ram behind him, caught in the thorns in the thicket. And Abraham goes and takes this ram, and offers it instead of his son. That's the story of the Akedah. Abraham calls this place Hashem Yireh. This is where God is seen. That we say today, Moshe's child of Bnei Israel, that's what we say today as we're about to enter into Israel. Here's where we're running it down. Bahar Hashem Yireh, on the mountain of God, it will be seen.
This is like Moshe talking over the
about
story?
The story. Well, actually, that's what Hayom means, right? Asher Yemer Hayom.
Funny, like, side note, kind of.
Right. I mean, otherwise it doesn't make any sense. What does Hayom mean in that context? That's got to mean that's Moshe talking to his own audience. So this is the story here. That to this day we say that Hashem will be seen on this place. And clearly, there's a Mikdash that's going to happen, and eventually does happen. As it says, Vayachal Shlomo livnot Beit Hashem Yerushalayim. Shlomo began to build the house of God in Yerushalayim, Bahar HaMoriah, on the mountain of Moriah. That's the same Moriah is here. Asher Nirel David Avihu, that in the place that had appeared to David, the story of the end of Sefer Shmuel with the angel with the sword. Asher Hechin B'makom David, that David had prepared the place to build the Mikdash, Begorin Arnon, Ayibusi, in the threshing floor of Arnon, in the place that is now known as Harabayit. So that's where the Beit Mikdash ends up, in Yerushalayim. But it's not clear that Yerushalayim is the right choice. Avram designated, said, Bahar Shem Yireh, But Yaakov actually had a different sight in mind. Right, Yaakov, as he's running away from Esav, he's about to go to Laban. He has the dream of a ladder going up to heaven. And he has this dream in Beit El. Like, Krashim HaKobah Hu Beit El. He calls the place there the house of God, literally. Ulam Luz Shema Ir Lishana, but the name of the city itself originally was Luz. Beidai Yaakov Neder Lemar, and Yaakov made an oath and said, Im Yelukim Madi, if God's with me, Shemani B'derech HaZeh, and guards me on this way, Asher Ni Olech, where I'm going, Matani Lechem, Achol Veged Lebosh, gives me food and clothing, and etc. Ve'even Hazot Asher Samti Matseva, then this rock that I have established as a monument, Yeh Beit Elokim, will be the house of God.
Where is Beit El?
That's a good question. There's a place, we'll talk about that. It's basically, it's north of Yerushalayim. There is a place that's probably close to Beit El. We'll see, it's, you know, arguments, we know where, it's basically where Shiloh is. So, So that's Yaakov says the Beit El will be the Beit Elohim, nothing but Yerushalayim there. And when the people enter the land, the Mishkan is built, not Yerushalayim, but in Shiloh, which is in fact just up the road from Beit El. We know that from the scripture in Sefer Shoftim. Right, Yeshua comes in. After they come in, they establish a camp in Gilgal. They have the Mishkan there. And then after the 14 years of wars, by Yikalu Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael Shiloh, that all Bnei Yisrael gathered together in Shiloh, Yishkinu Sham et Omoway, and they built the Mishkan there. And it is a building. It's got stone walls, it's got real doors. The Mishkan Shiloh is not a temporary thing. It lasts for 3 months, as in Shiloh. And Rav Madan argues that the Mishkan Shiloh was, in fact, it's outside of Beit El. That represented the Beit Elohim of Yaakov. And that's why that place was picked. Let's see if I have a map here.
So what happened then to Avram's place? Like,
that's a good question. That doesn't happen until David and Shmuel decide where they want to build the Beit Midrash, and they eventually decide it's gotta be Yerushalayim. Let's talk, what are the choices? Let me see if I got a map here. Very slow. Okay. We'll have to look at that. That's Beit El. And in fact, this is Rav Soloveitchik saying that the sins of alien sons, then Shiloh would have been the location of Beit Mikdash, not usually. We have turned that Mishkan in Shiloh would have been built as a permanent building with a roof, and that would have been the Beit Mikdash, and that would have been perfect. But we have the sins of Eli, we know the story in Sefer Shmuel, and then Mishkan Shiloh is destroyed. And it has to be rebuilt, and then eventually just with David decides on Yerushalayim. Now let's see if I can find good maps. So here's Shiloh, here's Hebron. Yerushalayim's halfway between there.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. There we go. Gives me a
flash map is promising.
Tanakh.com is the Gush Etzion Tanakh site. Got everything there. Too much detail.
I see.
So there's Beit El. There's Shiloh much further north. So Rabbi Dan argues that actually that Beit El, the Beit El of the Tanakh is way here by Shiloh. That's Hebron. Yerushalayim is right over here. So it makes sense that if we're trying to decide where Hamakom HaShevchar HaShem, right? It's got to be connected to something historical, right? We connect to where the Avot were. If you look at it that way, you mentioned two choices, Yerushalayim and Beit HaMikdash. Really, there are five choices. Rashi mentions this when Bilam builds seven Mizbechot. Rashi points out that Avot built seven Mizbechot. Abram builds four. First, when he comes from Aram Naharaim, he's coming south. By Avor Abram Ba'eres Amakom Shechem. He comes into land. The first place he comes to is Shechem, and he built out of Elon Moreh, also known as Elon Moreh. And by then, children is born there in Shechem. Then, by take Misham Ahara, we can him with Beit El. Beit Elo, and then he goes east of Beit El. So he goes from Shechem and he goes to Beit El. And he builds, by even Mizbeach Lashem, by Krab Hashem, Hashem builds another Mizbeach there. And then after the whole story with Lot, he moves again. And by Ahal Avram, by Avol, by Yeshiv, by Elo, name Amre, Asher Bechevra. Now he moves to Chevra, further south. By even Shem Mizbeach Lashem builds another Mizbeach. So we have Shechem, which also knows Elon Moreh. We have Bet El, and we have Chevron, which is also known as Elonay Mamre. So don't get those confused.
Wait, what wasn't it?
Shechem is Elon Moreh, and Chevron is Elonay Mamre. Okay, that's three. And then we have the one in Yerushalayim, Hamaria, where it says, go to Hamaria, and then it says, by Voma, Koma, Shere, Malokim, by Ibn Sham, Abraham, Et HaMizbeach, and there he builds the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. That's the fourth one. Yitzchak builds one. When he goes to Beersheba, Ve'al Misham Beersheba, Ve'ibin Mizbeach. Yitzchak builds a Mizbeach in Beersheba. Abraham lived in Beersheba, but never built a Mizbeach. And then Yaakov built two Mizbechot. First one, when he's coming back from Lot, Lavan. Again, he's coming from Aram Naharaim. And just like Abraham, the first place, the first city he gets to is Shechem. Shalem, Yaakov comes whole, he's all healed. Encounter with the east. He comes to the city of Shechem, Asher Be'er Kanan, Bevo Mipadan Aram, when he came from Aram, and he camps outside the city of Shechem, and he builds an altar there. Israel calls out to God there. And then, just like he had promised that he should build a Beit Elohim and Beit El, then later, Vayavo Yaakov Luza, Asher Be'er Kanan, Beit El. He comes to Luz, which is the place known as Beit El, Uvachol Amisharimo, Vayavin Shem Mizbeach. So he builds the Mizbeach there. So you have seven Mizbechot, five places. So we, if you want to build our Beit Mikdash connected to the Avot, we have five choices. We have Shechem, Bethel, Chevron, Yerushalayim, and Be'er Sheva. Of which two have double points. Shechem and Bethel. Because both of those had Mizbechot by both Abraham and by Yaakov.
Yeah,
this is a good chance. Those sound like the two top choices that we're going to put our Beit Midrash in. And of those two, one is explicitly mentioned in the Torah. That's our parsha. Okay? That's right. And the paragraph that starts with, it talks about HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem, starts off with a detailed description of one particular place. When God brings you into the land, Asher Atav Hashama, that you're coming to, the Rishta, and you're going to inherit it, Tata et Bracha al Hagrizim. You're going to put the Bracha, the people saying the Bracha, and this big Bracha call ceremony on Hab of Hagrizim, Brekhala al Harival, and the curses on Har Eval. In case you didn't know where Hagrizim and Har Eval are, the Pasuk tells you, Halohema, are they not the Abraham Yerdan across the Jordan? Moshe talking to Bnei Israel on the east side. Achare, to the west, Derech Mavo Hashemesh, on the road of the setting sun, the road west, that's the 57 nowadays. Be'eretz HaKanani, Hayosheh Barava, the land of Canaan, Mul HaGilgal, opposite Gilgal, Eitzel Elonei Moreh, right next to Elonei Moreh, which we remember is Shechem.
This is the one that was Elon Moret?
Elon Moret, right. Elon Moret, Makom Shechem Ad Elon Moret. And Hagrizim and Harival are definitely are surrounding. Let's see if I have my notes here. So I go back. There we go. Okay, it's gonna be in Shechem. Let's see. I did this like 3 years ago in Shechem. There we go. And there's a picture. See that? There's Hagrizim, Har Eval, and there's Shechem in the middle. That's modern Nablus. Okay, so when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to come and you're going to have this ceremony in Shechem. And this whole ceremony is described in great detail in Parshat Kitavo and a couple of parshas. When you cross the Jordan, you're going to establish these big stones that you're writing the Torah on. I'm commanding you about today. You're going to set them up on Har Eval outside Shechem, and you're going to cover them with plaster. That's the rocks that you're going to write the Torah on. And you're going to build an altar there. You build a mizbeach there. It's a stone altar, no iron there. We know the halachot of the mizbeach. You'll build this altar. And you'll offer sacrifices. You'll have a holy barbecue and you'll eat there.
It definitely sounds like this is the spot.
Yeah. Right. And then they have the bracha, these are good breaths on the Bracha Museum, Harivo. It sounds like that, right? So there's no question. You're supposed to put the Mizbeach, by implication, this is the center where you're supposed to go. It's built in Shechem. Makes sense. It's the geographic center of Eretz Israel. I mean, now it's pretty far north, but historic Eretz Israel goes into what's now Lebanon. It doesn't include what's now the Negev, so move everything north. It's at the crossroads of the major north, south, and east, west trade routes. So both Abraham and Yaakov come to that place first when they're coming from the land, right? The highway 60 and the highway 57 nowadays. The 57 goes to the Damia Bridge over the Yarden. So if you're coming over from the east side, that's the place where you cross, right? By the Yabok. And then you cross in the first, and then you come along the valley to the Shechem. Go to the geography there. It makes sense. Shechem is obviously the right place. So obviously, the Samaritans.
Yeah, you have to use it. It's a...
Do you know about the Samaritans?
Like the Shomoni,
there's a group that in Tanakh were the people, and after Sancherib exiled the northern tribes, kingdom, he brought other people in from Kuta, so they're called Kutim in the Gemara, and they basically adopted Judaism. They thought, that's the local God. We're going to suffer if we don't obey the local God, so we're going to do that. And so now there is a group, there's only about a couple thousand people, who are Samaritans. This is Wikipedia, who says that they descend from the northern, they say that they're the actual original Israelites who were not exiled. Tanakh says, no, they're completely different people who came in. They said they're the originals. They have a copy of the Torah in their own kind of language. And they keep a lot of things. They actually bring Karbanot, but they bring it at Har Gerizim. Samaritans consider Mount Gerizim near Shechem, not Jerusalem, the holiest place on earth. They say that's where the original Beit HaMikdash is. That's where God wanted. And these Jews who came back from Babel got it wrong. It really sounds like they're right. That Shechem should have been the place. Har Eval, Har Gerizim should have been the place where we built the Beit HaMikdash. That's not what happened. What really was inside? So what happened?
There's a hole here.
When they actually come into the land,
who did it before?
They do have the whole ceremony in Shechem that we read about in the parasha that says you will have these brachan klala hagrizim ha'oyimal. It says here, this Yeshua az yivnei Yeshua mizbech Hashem, and then Yeshua planned to build a mizbech. On a har eval, it said, "Kasher tiva Moshe ben Hashem ben Yisrael, kachetu b'sefer Torah Moshe." Just that we just read that in the Torah, mizbech avanim shleimot, an altar of whole stones, eshel enifal abrazel. They did everything. They came to Shechem. We know they didn't stay in Shechem. They went to Shiloh to actually build the Mishkan. But there's a point, not exactly when this is Perek Chavdal in Yeshua, where Yeshua goes and reenacts the entire Brit in Shechem. Yeshua Israel Shechem. He brought all the tribes together in Shechem. By crossing Israel, Roshav, Shavtav, Shatrav, Yitzatzgug, Lefnei Helokim. And they all stood there in front of God. And we'll see, because they brought Aaron was there in Shechem. Rima Shuel Kolam, Komar Shem Elokei Israel. We know this because this is what we say in the Seder. Ever Nahar Yeshuvu Avotechem Meolam Terach Avi Abraham Avi Yinachor. We have dual him Achirim. It's not familiar. Yeshua goes through all their history that you came from the other side of the river. They worshipped idols. Hashem brought you into Egypt. He tells the people, you got to decide, are you going to keep the Brit or not? We're going to listen to God. And they establish a covenant that day. And they're in Shechem, and they all accept the law, re-accept the Torah. He writes down all the words that are in the Torah. Sets it up as a monument in front of Mikdash Hashem, as David said, the Mikdash Hashem. That's where the Mikdash was. And it was called the Mikdash at that moment. That's where they brought the Aron there. Shechem has this potential. And there's a subtle hint in the text when we said that Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, that Yaakov came whole to the city of Shechem. You know, that wording of Vayavo Yaakov Shalem almost sounds like he comes to Shalem, which we know is another name for Yerushalayim, Shalem, right? You know that from Malki.
It's still dripping on you. Put it up in the
boat. Comes to Abraham, and the Midrash says that Abraham kara oto Yireg. Abraham gave the name. He called it Yireg, Shem. Malki Tzedek called it Shalem. Markash Baruch Hu already kara oto Yerushalayim. I'm going to combine the two names together. Yeru and Shalem together is the name of the Yerushalayim. It's not clear that Shalem really is what we now call Yerushalayim. Rashbam certainly says, when it says, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, El Ir Sheshma Shalem, that where Yaakov came to the city of Shechem, it was called Shalem.
It's Mashpatakos.
Yeah, Shalem. Shechem is Ir Shel Shechem. Shechem is just the person who lives there. Or Shechem, Shem Ir Toehu. If you're saying that Jesus and Shechem is the name of the city, that's a mistake. Shechem, that this city where Yaakov comes to is the one that will be named Shechem. Yaakov, some of it Shema Shechem. That was the name that came later. In fact, is a potential to be the spiritual center.
Wait, can you explain the Rosh Hashanah game? He's saying it's like
Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem, which we translated as Yaakov came whole, healed from his encounter, to the city of Shechem. And he says, no, it's Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov came to the city of Shalem, which was the city where Shechem lived, Ir Shechem, of Shechem. That's the Rashi must read that kind of the opposite way we would. That the name of the place is Shalem. Right. If Rosh Hashanah is saying that if you read Shechem as the name of the city, as opposed to Shechem, the person who lived there, the story of Dina and Shechem, then you are making a mistake.
This is
why everybody else in the world reads exactly that way, but Rashma is saying no, that's the wrong way to read the shot.
Okay.
So that's where this alternate history in which Shechem is Shalit. And not only is it it could be Kevin, at least for some part of time.
Oh,
you also have the center. But who is the first king of Israel?
We had this discussion last week on Shabbat. Like Yehuda, Moshe, Yoshua was also had, I think he's considered a king.
Well, those are good points. But actually has the name of being a Melech. And the answer is not Shaul. Look at it. We're going to look at one of the show. Remember, our Shoftim. Hi, Eliyahu. He is appointed for the nonce to save Bnei Israel from Midian. He asks for signs from God. He has a connection with Ish Elokim. And then after he's won the war, Vayomer Ish El Yisrael Gidon, people of Israel told Gidon, Mashal Bana, you should be over Gamata, Gam Bincha, Gam Bincha. You, your son, your grandson, okay? Establish a dynasty. That's the kind of definition of Melech. They say, you, Gidon, you should be the king. You saved us. Vayomer Elohim Gidon, and Gidon says to them, Lo Em Shalah, Ni Bachem, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't want to rule you. My son will not rule over you. Hashem Yimshol Bachem, God is your king. You don't need another king. I'm just a temporary leader. But he refuses the crown. But reminds me of Julius Caesar refusing the crown. Remember your Shakespeare? So at the beginning of Julius Caesar, he's offered the crown three times. The crown. Everyone kind of knows that he really wants to be king over Rome. But Gideon's the same way. He may say no, but he kind of acts in the way of yes.
Yes, yes, no, 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 no.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly what happens here. I mean, first he says, no, don't. I'm not going to be king, but then give me all your money. And then afterwards, Gideon Hayush Banim. Gideon has 70 sons, Yotzei Rechot, 7 biological sons. Kinashim Rabot Hayulu, he had lots of wives. It was a very king kind of thing to do. And Upilak Sho, Asher B'Shem, he had one. B'Shem, Ben had another son. Yosem et Shmo Avimelech. And he's his son Avimelech. Which is someone who doesn't want to be king is a rather suspicious kind of thing to name your kid.
Yeah.
Okay. And then his son Avimelech actually does become a Melech. That Shechem and its environs came by Yehuda.
They have Kareem.
And underneath the another Elon. A lot of it runs there. Translates oak tree, is that right?
Alone.
That was in Shechem. So they found Avimelech king, and by Asar Avimelech al Yisrael. Avimelech ruled Israel, so it wasn't just Shechem. He was ruling over the whole, I don't know how much of an area, but some significant part of Israel, Shosha, for 3 years. So Bnei Israel actually had a king. In Shechem, with the capital in Shechem, in the middle of Sefer Shoftim. Now, he was terrible. He slaughtered all of 70 of his sons, as kings all do, to make sure they don't have a competition. He oppressed everybody, and he was eventually assassinated by the people of Shechem. And so none of Bnei Israel wanted another king for another 160 years, and they'd probably get to Shaul. So that's the story of the kingdom of Israel centered in Shechem. The apostle played the temporary mikdash, temporary capital of the country. And it continues on because Shechem's got a history. It's not a good one. Next time we see Shechem is the story of Rechava, son of Shlomo. Meilech Rechavam Shechem. Rechavam goes to Shechem. Ki Shechem bat Kol Yisrael Hamlicha Oto, because he was going to get crowned in Shechem, being this major city in the country. But that's where they come to him and say, you know, your father, taxes were too bad. You need to lighten the load on us. And he says, no, I'm going to be even worse. And the people saw that the king, that Rechavam was listening. So they all, the people of Israel told the king, said, we have nothing left to do with the dynasty of David or with the descendants of Yishai. Israel, go back to your tents, Israel. David, house of David, Rechavam, you're on your own. And people of Israel went back to their tents. And then the people of Israel heard about Yeravam, who had rebelled against Shlomo, but was now came back. And they made Yeravam king, and that's when the kingdom split. Rechavam was in Yehuda. The rest of the country went after Yeravam in the north, and his capital was again within Shechem. So Shechem is a place where the kingdom split apart. And this goes back to the first time we had the tribes. They weren't even tribes. They're just brothers. They fought each other. Everything fell apart. That was in Shechem. Right? By Achu Achav, Yosef's brothers went, Lirot et Son Avihem b'Shechem. They went to pasture their flocks in Shechem, and the Torah has a little dots over et, implying that there's a separate point there. And Rashi says, literally, the brothers went to do bad for themselves, along with their sheep. So Yaakov tells Yosef, your brothers are there shepherding in Shechem. I'll send you there. And Yosef says, fine, I'll go. Go see how your brothers are doing, how the sheep are doing, and tell me the news. And Yosef goes to Shechem. And that's the point where they try to kill him, they throw him in the pit, they sell him into slavery in Egypt. And that's the end of the unity of Yaakov's children. Right? He says it. He comes to Shechem. The makom mukhan leparanut, the place where bad things happen. Sham tilkalua shvatim, that's where when the brothers fell apart. Sham inu dina, that's where Dina was raped. Sham nechlekla machut bet David, that's where machut the kingdom was split apart. And that's why the Beit Midrash can't be in Shechem. This guy, the Beit Midrash symbolizes something. For Aram and Yaakov, they had the right place, had the right historical cred. Is that where the Mizbeach was? It could be a place of the Shekhinah. When the brothers sold Yosef, it became a symbol of the Sinat Chinam that would tear them apart. And that's what's required, that Beit HaMikdash has to be in a place that's a symbol of peace.
It's like Yir Shechur Layachav.
Yes, we're going to get to that. All right, Shechem is the opposite. It's where things fall apart. But what it says about the Makom HaShev HaShem is Vartem et Yardei v'shapta ba'aretz, when you come to the land, live in the land, Asher Milchilchem, Yiyach Lachem Mikol Oyvechem, it's when you have rested, you sat and you are purely in the land. You need to have that the Yishabtem Betach, living in peace. And then Vayam Makom HaShev HaShem, okay, I'm bolish, I can't shmo sham. Then you'll have this place that what God will bring you. Okay? So we have the ceremony that happens in Shechem. Hashem says you have the ceremony. And we talked about this. Mula Gilgal. It's there to achieve closure of what happened. Then they need to move on. They need to leave Shechem and find someplace else. Because then that's what Yerushalayim ultimately ends up being. Because of all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim was not part of Ein HaShvatim. It was left unconquered until David just walked into it. And that's where Rav Yoel ben Nun puts it. Davka matzav zeh, shnava yashirut. It's specifically this situation that comes straight from the fact that Migvul Yehuda bin Yamin Hachutza et Merchava Ir, because it's the Yerushalayim is on the border between Binyamin and Yehuda, but it didn't belong to either of them. The borders went around Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim remained the Yebusi city. Shushafak Yerushalayim the Ir Shalot Nichlakal Shlatim. Yerushalayim was never belonged to any particular tribe. And he says it was an ear. I love this pun. Ear al shvatit va'al shvatit. I can't get the lion right there. It is not part of the tribes and is over all the tribes. Yerosha David shekavasha tamia. You see the city that David took from Yebusi. Vafachotol ear melucha kol Yisrael. It could be a capital for all of Israel because it didn't belong to one particular tribe. And specifically for David, who's trying to unite Yehuda, where he was king, with Binyamin, where Shaul and Ishbosheth was king. And he picks the one city that's right in the border between them, that doesn't belong to either of them. That's what symbolizes the fact that right now they have a united country, united kingdom. Shivtei Yisrael hayu mufutzalim l'chol achad ponel nachlato. When all the tribes were separate, were dispersed, and everyone was there in their own territory, the whole story of Sefer Shoftim, Yerushalayim hayta muvlat nochrit bilti chashuva l'shivtei Yisrael. Then Yerushalayim was a police alien city, nothing to do with any of the Shivatim. And that's what allowed it to get its historic designation of Ichud Kol Shivtei Yisrael Machachad, and pulling all it, everything into one kingdom, Midan Achad, and one nation. And that's the quote you said about Yerushalayim Abnyak Irch Shechavra Lo Yechtav. And this quote, Jerusalem is built as a city that's in the public domain. That was funny. This Tumblr, King James Programming, basically, you know what a Markov chain is? Basically, it's a random, it's a predictor of what comes, like, kind of like one of these general learning algorithms where you train it on a bunch of on a vocabulary and tries to generate new sentences. So what they did is they started with the King James Bible and then they trained it on the MIT Structure and Function of Programs book. So it's great. It's got all these sentences that start out with psukim and then end in very computer jargony stuff. And sometimes it's very brilliant. So this is just brilliant, that Yerushalayim is building a city that's in the public domain, and that's exactly right. That's what it is, right? Shir Amal David, Samachti V'Armeli Beit Hashem Aleich. I was overjoyed when I was going to go to the house of Hashem. Because it's in Yerushalayim Abunyak Ir Shechavra Lo Yachdav. Yerushalayim is built that brings things together. And we ask, Yishalom Becheilech, Shalom and Artayach, that there be peace in your strength, serenity in your palaces. Laman Achai Verei, for the sake of my brothers, my friends, Adabrash Shalom Bach, I'll ask for peace. Laman Beit Hashem Elokeinu Avakshat Avlach, for the sake of the house of Hashem, I will seek your peace and your good. Because Yerushalayim needs both. It can't just be a place for the Avodah Hashem. It needs the Shalom for both the Beit Elokeinu and also Achai Verei. It needs the peace as well. So Shechem sort of starts with that potential. It could be that, but it doesn't happen that way historically. Really coming from the time of Yosef and his brothers. And when we end up is coming to a city that was almost lost. Out of the five choices, that's the one that really didn't have any Jewish presence. Usually, that's the one that could put it together and say, here, we're all coming together. Here, Shalem. So we could have peace. Erev Aminu.
Thank you.
We'll stop there, and I guess Phyllis didn't make it.